Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Spirit of God, we ask that you breathe upon us and speak to us in this constraint of time. Communicate to us in a way that only you can, and Jesus be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. Please welcome somebody beside you. As you take your seats, hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 24. I want to welcome everybody and a special appreciation to all our facilitators. Please, can we appreciate them? And all our speakers, those who presented, starting with Brother James, all the way down to Bro Bimbo, Elizabeth, Brother Quincy, everyone who spoke. And you know, the amount of time would not do justice to whatever it is that we have tried to do today. But if you find someone like my brother here, Sean, you know, who works at the biggest telecom company in Nigeria as an engineer, even if he doesn't speak English and only speaks Yoruba, the fact that he's an engineer, you probably should settle down and try to listen to him. Because for some reason, they employed him and not you. For some reason. And when you see someone like Brad Quincy, who is a manager with Coca-Cola, it's not the time for you to say it's not from your local government. You should humble yourself and listen. And there are so many of us here who could have been here. It's just that we could not put everybody here. Deliberately, we chose not to use any of the pastors. All right? So, sometimes you are looking for somebody online, a guru, a business guru. But you have people around you here who are taking little steps every day, making consistent progress. So, you are just a decision away from your future. You are just a decision. And can I also tell you, speaking of decisions, decisions expire. Decisions can expire. God might give you the grace to do something, but it's for a season. If you overstay that season, you'll become obsolete. Huh? God said to Abraham, kill your son. But that decision expired at that mountain. If Abraham, before, you know, killing the boy, forgot his spiritual ancestor at home, he only heard kill. He did not hear stay your hand. So I always tell people, the first time I heard God's voice was in the year 1993. First time. And for those of you who don't know, I've had a very troublesome journey in my quest to know God. The reason why I decided to go this route is because I realized I didn't have any other option. Initially, it was God trying to convince me to follow him. But after I realized that I didn't really have any other option. So with all my baggages, I came. As somebody who has also been seduced into the occult, I know what it means to hear God. I know what it means to be seduced into the occult. And I know what it means for Jesus to say, I still need you, come out. So please, don't Don't believe that lie that experience doesn't count. If somebody has gotten a certain level of experience, you should humble yourself and learn. When I decided to go into tech, and I don't know if this message sounds spiritual to you, because when I woke up this morning, I felt like starting a series on intercession. But I tried to control myself since it's Sunday unusual. But next week, I will redeem my promise on breaking the mystery of courses in one of the services. When I decided to go into tech, I decided that the best thing to do was to register for a program, a master class. But looking back now, I realize that when something is called a master class, what it means is that we will not tell you everything. I thought a master class actually means master. But after the whole program, I realized I had not mastered everything. I was taught 4 or 5 different softwares, one per day. So somewhere in my head, looking back, I think the idea was not to even know anything. That's the idea of the master class. At the end of this program, you are not going to know anything. But there was a reason why. Now, one of the reasons why I decided to go into tech was that, okay, I've had my experience in banking. I've done my second degree. Then, I mean, have I lost my audio or can you hear me? Okay, so I'm also in HR. But I realized that there are a lot of people that don't like me. They like me when they see me, but when they listen to me talk, like my messages, they don't really like my vibe because I teach on very difficult things and I try to add a spice of laughter to it so that you can digest it. So I decided that, okay, I wanted to go into tech so that I can preach using softwares and animation. And you don't need to know I'm the one. And I realized that it solved my problem. While I keep working on how to make myself likable, even though the one that called me was killed and hung on the cross. So who am I to be looking for likes and shares when my own master was killed by the same people he healed, fed, did miracles for? But they didn't blink. When it was time to kill him, they did. So that's the fate of every Christian. And I dare say, man of God, if you want to follow God, the scripture says, if I yet please man, I will not be what? A servant of Christ. That's what Paul said. If I yet please men, I cannot be a servant of Christ. So whether you are a pastor or you are into programming or any area of business, or you have a career, I want you to know that you are not dead when you finally are put in the ground at the age of 80. The day you die is the day you stop learning. And the day you tell yourself there is nothing more to learn, then the heavens will approve for you to die mentally, relevance-wise. Just look around you. Everyone who we are celebrating today, whether it's in their marriages or in their businesses, the way they started is not the way they are doing that business now. So Dangote could have started by selling dollars under the tree, selling cashew nut somewhere in Kano main market. But that's not the model anymore. The same day in this church, a day will come. Don't let me mess with your mind. A day will come, Sha. A day will come where if there is a new technology, maybe, I don't know, whatever it is that defines technology, then because of my interest in it, I'll probably be the first to buy it. While others are saying it's the Antichrist, I'll just buy it and put here, you know. So I look forward to the day when I can stand in the metaverse and preach a live message All right, so it's the way it is. We must embrace change. If you say you want a kind of man, are you the kind of woman that man was? It's a question. And vice versa. So in Proverbs 24, maybe that should be verse 3. Let's read verse 3 and 4. Through wisdom is a house built. Please pay attention. The scripture, did not say you will build a house through good ideas. Wisdom is knowing when to engage and when to refrain. Please, are you with me? If you know that your husband or your wife, you can see his face, that this person is not in the mood to talk, and you keep pressing, you are asking for what you are not looking for. Because some of us, we claim we have been married for years, or you claim to have a degree in psychology, study of human behavior, yet we find it difficult to read the room. Most people who I know who are Christians, who are having issues now, whether in their offices or in their business, they don't understand how to connect with people psychologically. So somewhere along the line, you have lost them before the conversation even starts. I remember somebody said to me when we were having issues with a particular person. So the lady said, "Oh, I'm convinced that my mother loves me." Look, listen to what she said. "I'm convinced that my mother loves me, but this is the best way she can show it." In other words, if I can't force my mom to love me in any other way other than the way she was brought up. You are the one who came into the world with an iPhone 15. Huh? Your mom learned how to use the grinding stone. You are the one who is claiming that without your blender, you can't do without your blender. In fact, there's a type of blender you like. In fact, you have two different types. One for smoothie, one for... See, all these things is from you, we heard it. Your mother doesn't trust that blender. For her, there's a relationship between that grinding stone and your mom. And it's a long-standing relationship. Even before you were born. So you can't talk out of that thing. There is something about experience. Something that you have done over and over again. And when you've done something over and over again, and you've not changed, it doesn't matter what anybody says. Even if your husband-to-be is coming from the U.S., and the only food you know how to prepare is apple, you cannot overnight begin to prepare Chinese or pizza. So most of the issues we have, this generation, is a capacity challenge. We are going to have capacity. A lot of us will be lacking in capacity, which is why we decided to play around and bring different people from different fields. A lot of people who will fail in their marriage today, we have best intentions. They will have best intentions. A lot of people who fail today, we would have sworn 3 years ago, 5 years ago, that they won't be divorced. If you ask her, what do you think a good marriage should be? She will tell you. If you ask him, he will tell you. You now realize that practice, doing, is not the same thing as head knowledge. It's not the same thing. Because when you meet a person, they sell the version of themselves they want you to know. And that's why, before now, a few years ago, I would recommend that, people should not cut for too long. Okay? Should not cut for too long to avoid sexual sins. Now, I even think they should cut for too long. Because now, people have different versions of themselves. They have avatars. They have cartoon characters. There is their work version. There is their love version. There is their version. There's the way they look like when they are broke. There's the way they look like when they have money. There are people, every time I see them singing, even before they say good morning, I know that Pepe don't rest. I know people, amen. I know people that anytime they talk to me, it's because there's a problem. Once they are not talking, I know Pepe has rested. So they don't want to discuss money with me. They only discuss problems. So it's very important. Success is not an accident. Success is never an accident. Everybody that is succeeding has a skill or a business that he has done repeatedly and has mastered. Even if you sell yams. I respect somebody who sells yam more than a tech person who is not consistent. Now, for those of you who are into tech, you will agree with me that the most difficult thing to do is to watch Netflix. Please. Who understands what I'm saying? Now, if you are in tech, do you also understand that sometimes you tell yourself, let me just quickly do this thing, then I'll go back and pray. You wake up very early, and the moment you sit on that system, maybe it is 6 p.m., like, Satan has played a fast one. There's this thing you have. Sometimes you wake up in the morning, you have these fresh ideas. Let me quickly put it down. That's it, till the next day. So you now realize that the discipline a man of God needs to be a pastor, for which reason he has to stay up at night to pray, is the same discipline you will now need, because now your skill has become your ministry. Which means you cannot come into your day carelessly. You wake up in the morning and you say, this is the workflow for today. But you are not aware of the mail your boss will send to you, the impromptu meeting that will be scheduled, or a customer or a client that suddenly has a crisis, such that you may find that, or a client who is supposed to pay you and suddenly tells you something has happened and he cannot pay or stops picking your call. You now need the help of the Holy Spirit to be a Christian and not lose your mind. You cannot be a Christian by deciding. The Holy Spirit has to help you. Even when you're on the road and somebody just... We were driving together last week and a woman drove past us. He was driving and she insulted both of us. So I tried to downplay, but my friend kept repeating what she said. He kept repeating it. Now, my friend is a good Christian. I've always known him as a Christian. But you know, he kept repeating. Me, I was even treating my lady. I didn't have time to be angry. So it didn't matter how I felt. It didn't matter. But I felt pained, but I didn't have the energy to be angry. But I felt pained. He was laughing, but he kept repeating what the woman said. Maybe somewhere in her mind, she looked at us and thinks these guys are hustlers, because she was actually driving a Jeep that was like maybe 2004 or 2003 model, a very old model. But I have had 12 years experience in the bank and the rest in HR, tech and everything. My friend is a manager in the bank. So somewhere in my head, I just assumed that she's likely going to have a problem very soon and she will be in my friend's office and then my friend will just be smiling. But my friend must now decide to be a Christian. He must now decide to be a Christian and ask for the help of the Holy Spirit, because the human nature can suddenly react and you want to. For instance, I don't like police officers. I don't like them. Whether they are in the US or London, once you're a police officer, I don't like you. It's just. So last week, a police officer stopped me. I was trying to get to prophetic convocation. So as I drove under our bridge, he stopped me. So I just brought my glass down. Then I looked at him. And I said, yes. The moment I said yes, because I know you are not really interested in my document. You are not really interested. You are just trying to see if this is somebody that you can make a few bucks off. So I don't like the fact that we are paying you to rob us. Huh? Because even as a pastor, every resource, whether financial or favors that I get, is because of somebody's perceived value about who I am. The day people no longer see you as a solution provider, whether in your office or in your business, if people for some reason think you're a Christian but you are not reliable, it doesn't matter. Keep speaking in tongues. You will start losing clients. The moment you feel that you are bigger than your customers, and you fail to realize that these are the people paying your salary, the moment you fail to realize that the greatest beneficiary of this job you are doing is you, because even though you are being paid, you are living with experience that nobody can take away from you. Which means, if I'm in sales, if I start my business tomorrow, everybody knows that marketing is the soul of business. So it doesn't matter how fantastic your product is. If you have no marketing strategy, you are going to fail in flying colors. So I don't like police officers, and it's because of what they represent. Okay? If I ever have a church member here who is a police officer, I will have to go through a discipleship program with him. Because I may not have the bandwidth because of what they represent in society. I don't like politicians. So if a politician is here, I may not give him front seat. I'll tell you, go and sit down like every other person. In fact, the book of James warns us against doing such things. So for me to honor you, the society must approve of you. So if I'm invited to a government house, I will ask the Lord before I go. Because I don't want anybody to put me in trouble. Don't give me an honorarium. They will now start chasing account and said I took money from government. So are you giving me your personal money or is it government money? If it's government money, keep it. If it's your personal money, this is my account. I don't want problem. Nobody should come and probe me. Say, man of God, it's Maryland, arrested by EFCC. I don't, day your day, and let me day my day. Again, why do businesses fail? Why do marriages fail? Number one, the vision is not clear. Why are we even married? And that's what Brad Quincy was talking about. Why are we partners? A lot of you here, you have a property somewhere around Bega or Magodo. Where's this nice place? Omole. Omole phase one, phase two. You bought the land 10 years ago. Fatima has 10 million. But 10 million cannot get Fatima the kind of property she has, she requires in a prime area. So instead of Fatima and Tina to come together, get a lawyer, sign a document that is binding, Fatima decides to run a solo mission because she must achieve a loan. So we now find that unbelievers are doing tag team everywhere. A lot of us are more interested in being solo champions. It takes us a lot of time. Many of us actually do not make it to the end of the line. So we now find that a lot of us are always praying. Meanwhile, the key to success, the scripture says, is wisdom. So wisdom, I will get wisdom from studying the word of God. How does God expect me to build a particular system? Like some, you are talking about automation. And my sister, somebody here, one of my sisters was asking a question about how to combine automation when you have a regular job. Now, the truth of the matter is, you need different people. You need a software engineer, a programmer to talk to you. This is how we are going to develop your website. These are the things we'll set up. on your website. If somebody is placing an order, you should be able to get an email, instant email. You don't need to be going to your platform to check who is doing what, all right? So you need to talk to a programmer. You need to talk to a business development manager. Okay, you have the software, but the software is not going to run itself. There are so many things. When you see any system that works consistently, like say Jumia or say Konga, those are the popular e-commerce sites, or maybe seller.com. You find that there is a system, there are processes, and there is what? Technology. So if you want to be relevant as a Christian, you have to find yourself somewhere in between the three of these processes. Because whoever wants to talk to you needs to know that you are not living in 1845. And the person also needs to know that you are qualified. Being a Christian should qualify you more for this role. Because an average Christian should embrace the spirit of excellence. And I say a lot of Christians will confuse excellence with prayer life. They are very prayerful, but not very excellent. So what excellence means to me is not that you do a perfect job. It means that your next job is better than the previous. That's what excellence means to me. If you do something today and you do something else tomorrow, similar project, it should be better. You should also be learning from your own process. You should be able to criticize your own process and see how you can make it, do it better. Again, I got to say this, because when I read a scripture like this, it really speaks to me in a lot of ways. It speaks to me in a lot of ways. I know, and whether you want to talk about pastors or talk about people just starting out, my daughter was out here asking a question. But let me tell you something. She, as of today, my daughter makes 2D animation videos, 3D animation videos, just by watching me. All right? She has not been to any tech school. In fact, I have complete softwares that I've purchased with license that she has studied, and she now teaches me how to use it. All right? So, somewhere, it's as if she's... If she talks to me tomorrow about going into IT, I may not be surprised. So, what I need to do is push her more into the world of tech, and probably get her to start writing programs, and so that she can eventually discover what she really likes. Even though I have something I would like her to do, but I can see that she's showing some flair naturally. You need to study yourself. You need to read the room. You need to observe your environment. You need to understand that even though it is wisdom that builds a house, but it is knowledge that buys the land. But wisdom will build it. But if what you have built has any plan to last, you need understanding. The Bible says it is true understanding that the house is established. Give me that scripture again. So you have a certain knowledge. You've learned a particular skill. Nobody is going to tell you to keep developing yourself. Nobody is going to tell you to get that project management certification. You can keep watching Netflix all your life. And nobody will ever come to you to say, this is what you should do. Your parents have trained you, and they came for your convocation and they shook your hand, took a picture. That was their sign to you that we are done. Some of you struggled through school. Your parents could not even attend your graduation. Who knows what I'm talking about? So it was not like it was rosy. But believe me, you have to wake up. If you say because you suffered before you got your degree, you want to rest. Listen, the day you rest, you go into the past. You go into the past. You must always have a record-breaking mindset. Always have a record-breaking mindset. Always have a... Look, there was a time in this country, and I say this not because I like referring to unbelievers, but it seems to me that a lot of unbelievers understand biblical principles and they use it. There's a particular politician in this country. I will not mention his name, but he was at the presidential cadre in Nigeria. I won't mention which other president or vice, but it was at the presidential cadre in this country. And he wanted to contest for an election. Are you with me now? He wanted to contest for an election in Nigeria. And then they told him, oh, you need powerful men of God to pray for you. He couldn't get Pastor Adeboye. He couldn't get Bishop Edeko. Who is the next father in this land? Say, oh, Bishop Walioke. So they reached out to Bishop Walioke. Please, we want to fly you from, with our private helicopter, from Ibadan to the north. Bishop Wale said, I will not be chanced. I will send, it's just like invite me, and I said, I will send Bishop Tokwe Adeshina to come and represent me. Please understand what I'm about to share with you. The man of, the, I said the man of God, the politician did not say, no, I want the main man of God. The moment Bishop Walioke said, I will send Bishop Tokwe Adeshina, he said he's a bishop too. As far as he's concerned, Bishop na Bishop. And he's representing Bishop Walioke, which means the same anointing is on him. The man of God was very wise. The politician was very wise. He still sent the same helicopter. They picked this man from Ibadan, flew him to the state of A. And when they landed at the state of A, he received the man personally. Huh? And he went on his knees. He's a Muslim. He said, I believe that the same anointing on the man of God is on you. And he knelt down. Now, forget that it is just politics. There's something about the recognition of value. Huh? When you are standing before greatness, the person you are standing in front of can discern it. Huh? If you are standing before somebody and you honor the person, you see, honor has a particular aroma. Whenever it is around, the person who is being honored knows. The person who is also honoring knows. Just the same way you can come into a room and you know people don't want you here. It's the same way honor has a particular aroma that is very easy to recognize. So the man knelt down, and this bishop, who is not popular, but listen, Ibadan, laid hands on this presidential candidate and said, in the name of Jesus, you are blessed as you go into the elections. And while he was going, they handed him a very big bag filled with dollars. And the bishop, Sheikh Baba said, go and represent me. He's not interested. The bishop took the money and took it back to the person that sent him and said, in case Baba wants to say return it, this is the gift that we got. See, you need knowledge. You need wisdom. But you need to understand how the market operates. There are certain things in your field. They are not your core areas. Don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. After I went to my training school and I got certified, I have the certificate. It's under my table. In motion graphics, in animation and everything. I came back home and then I asked myself, Nigeria, which way forward? I went to Yomi. Yomi has interest in, he's not interested in animations like the way I do, but he had what I needed. He could still teach me. So we have a few sessions together because I already had the background knowledge. I learned from him, and over time I began to enter into the area I was really, really interested in, which was storytelling. So that's my mentor. Amen. So I'm just telling you, some things come in very weird packages. If you are proud, you can't receive. And if many of us will make a decision today, if I can, or you've listened to Bra Quincy, you've listened to Tobechuku, Bra Bimbo, Sister Remy, you've listened to John Ewuji, you've listened to Diola, who I spoke today? Busayo, Sister Elizabeth, who else spoke again? There must be somebody that must have resonated with you. And in case you think your area of specialization is to be fighting with people, before you fight with somebody, look at the person's resume. Just look at the person. Look at the person. Is this kind of person I should be fighting with or trying to be close to? Because I notice that among you women, you are usually in attack mode towards each other. There's this, I don't want to say canine. There's this territorial thing you people have that is so powerful. If we are four in this house and another lady comes to join us, you will just see the dynamics will be changing. Bah, 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 bah. Even though you may not be the one paying for the house rent, but the fact that you're already two or three, you'll find that if you are not being led by the Holy Spirit, they will drag you into a battle that doesn't exist. For the brothers, while they may have a mind of their own, but they can still share a bottle of Gouda. So which means one is seduced by conflict, the other is seduced by Igbadun, enjoyment. But we're all being seduced. And if you are one of those who say your wife is no more attractive, Robin Boss said it's not about physical beauty. But I'm sure his wife, that beauty must have been a very, major, it's a factor, because you can't have three children and after 17 years you still look as prim and proper like this. After 17 years, the chances that you will not have this kind of stature is 90%. Huh? It's not everybody that has the privilege to still look presentable and attractive when they are in their mid-40s or late-40s. So even though Robin Bob told you that it's not about beauty, but I hope you know he married a beautiful woman. So what he's only saying is prioritize. Don't place the cat before the horse. Wisdom is very important. And please, as I round up, because today I think the most important thing for me will be if I can encourage some of you to make some clear decisions based on vision. I remember at the old church, I was having a chat with Fatima. So we're talking about what she wanted to do or what she was trying to do. She said, she wanted to start a website then. Did you do the website eventually? No, she wanted to do a website where she could showcase her products, her fashion and everything. And I felt it was very good. So I think there was a bit of some concept to what the website was supposed to look at. But you see, in your journey, you may have 10 different things that God is bringing to your mind. You are not really going to work with those 10 things. What God is trying to do is to stimulate your mind to be in active mode. Eventually, it may just be maybe two items on that list that you will begin to focus on. Fatima, from the very first day I met her, said she was going to stay in fashion. You went to a private university. Eh? Which school did you finish from? OAU, Ife. Now, if you have ever been to a school like Ife, you know that graduating there is an achievement, because the school is designed to keep you in school. You will never graduate, or you may not graduate with enviable honors. So while your friends are at Agoewoye, Unilag, and coming out 2-1 first class, if you have a problem with your lecturer, they have a way they talk, you are finished. If you also attend a school like ABU Zaria, and your name is Fatima, but you are a Christian, you will have issues. Have you heard this thing I just said before? ABU. Iben. Uh-huh. So you, for those of you who say, I just want to go far away from home, come and tell me the university. Let me tell you the prophecy behind that school. Before you go and put you that your name is Maruf and you are a pastor, you want to go to ABU. Eh? My friend graduated, Chintok. He has not gone back for his result after many years. Maybe they have even thrown away the results. Eh? He has not gone back one day it's like a certificate. He didn't look back. Even him didn't look back. If I can get all of us to make quality decisions, we would have gotten you to a very good place. If I can get you to the point where you understand why you are doing what you are doing, I would have gotten you to a better place. Finally, or the second finally, if the skill you are learning, the skill you are learning, is it a low-paying skill or a high-paying skill? You need to evaluate it. There are certain skills you have. Except you eventually get a job with a big company, you'll probably just be charging 2,000 workmanship, 1,500, 1,000. All right? But there are certain skills. I was on Naira Land. I don't know what I was looking for. So somebody asked a question. Please, how much do you guys charge for a 1 minute 2D animation video? No, Naira Land is like Twitter. It's like a crazy place. It used to be very popular way back. Somebody said, it's $100 per minute, right? Discussing that video with you? You know, $100 per minute video. Like this particular video animation you watched is about 4 minutes plus. So that's about $450. Why did I go into whiteboard animation? I was on Upwork. And I saw several white people asking who have YouTube channels but don't have time to create their videos. They talk about things like the history of Africa, how Christianity came to it. They talk about very historical and very nice things. But they need people to help them put that story in animation because it's easy for people to watch animations. And they were, for a minute, they were paying $200. A minute. Now, that animation you saw took me at least on one seat, 6 hours. Then the editing took 2.5 hours. But it doesn't look that way to you. All right? If you are somebody who understands animation, you can, okay, this is what he did. But when you imagine that all the images you saw were not downloaded from the internet, they were created. Everything was created, then put into a video. You cannot file copyright claim against that video because everything was created by the person talking to you. Everything you saw, the characters, whatever, was created using... I won't tell you how I did it. So I'm just telling you that somebody was saying, I charge $100 per minute. Then one brother, innocent brother, commented, I do it for 10,000 naira. See, the forum became very quiet. So I was wondering what was going on. Somebody just spoke and started cursing the brother in Yoruba. I cannot repeat the curse here because this is the house of God. Person like people that will never make it, people that will only God knows where they learned their skill from. You know, Robin Bob will probably understand what I'm saying. Like something that we put our mind to, and there's a standard price. In fact, online, the standard price is $1,500 per video. Like, you said you are doing it for 10,000. And it's like every other person came and started raining curse on that guy that, you can never make it. You are the people spoiling this work. They started talking. The guy became very quiet. After like 10 minutes, the guy now spoke again. You know, go better for all of you. If I decide to charge 10,000, now father, they give me the money. The thing became an open free for. I just signed out. I don't have the energy to fight. But can I tell you something? If you are willing to charge 10,000 for your skill, after going through years, Ibro Quincy is willing to take something below what he should be charging because he wants to win you over. It only means it's either he has an inferiority complex, he doesn't know the value of his service, and it means he looks down on himself and his skill. So the question here is, the skill that I have, that I've spent so much time, or that you have, whether it's in fashion, whether it's in writing, whether it's in proofreading is a skill. You know, not everybody has the eye for errors, to see errors. You know, those things that you have that you think nobody wants to pay for, what is your own perception of that skill? There are people that don't really know how to sew, but they have interest in fashion. So what did they do? They went to study color combination. And they dress presidents. They dress big people up. They look at you, no, this cannot go with this, this cannot go with this. I used to be a color out person. When I got to the bank, my bank, Oceanic Bank, we believe in dressing large. Far from training school, they told us to identify the kind of cars we'll buy once we graduate. They'll bring the loan to you. My first car was end of discussion, and I didn't know how to drive. I didn't know how to start the car, but we bought end of discussion. In the days when it was built, my car was the best in the branch. You know, but nobody beefed me because the logo or the theme of or the motto of my company was experience peace. So the belief is that as a lady, you should wear your hair with different colors, pink, blue. When you come, like you can feel the positive energy in the branch. When customers come in, they want to do stuff with you. Not that you are looking too serious. But when I crossed over to another bank, they said our motto here is that a banker must be conservative. That means you don't talk too much. They don't see you too much. So your colors will be white and blue. And 4 years after I left the bank, I'm still condemned to white and blue. It's the safest thing for me. Your shirt must be white. It's like this, my brother understand. Your shirt must be white. The ladies, you know, even the shoes. Men cannot wear shoes. You must wear lace. They told us up to the kind of socks we should wear. The kind of haircut. The kind of beards. So that when you go to Echo Bank, when you go to Echo Bank in Lomé, South Africa, you would think you are in Echo Bank, Victoria Island. Corporate culture. So if you are here now, you're having problems in your office, could it be that you are not as adjusting to the corporate culture of your organization, which is why you could be having issues, but nobody wants to tell you. Understanding is very key. For those of you saying, oh, I don't have money to develop myself, you still don't understand that for any measure of progress you make, there must be commensurate sacrifice. What your brother owes you is encouragement. And I say to you, if God has blessed you with money, except the Lord has spoken to you, never give people 100% of what they ask. They won't know the value. Except the Lord told you, take care of this person. Huh? Ah, so I need 300,000 to go to school, to buy jam form. How much do you have? What I want to hear is not the amount. I want to see your willingness to do anything to go to school. The moment I realize that I'm the one you are depending on, I will also tell you I'm also depending on God. Make quality decisions. And if you are thinking, oh, she looked down on me, wait and see what I'll be in the future. The lady also will be great. If I were you, you will start making quality decisions. Don't ever buy the lie that a man marries you because of how you look. A man marries you because of what he perceives about your future. Make no mistake about it. No, we will not tell you this one. That's one guys will never tell you. Because they don't want you to feel you are being censored. But we are censoring each other. Yeah? If you are getting married to me, you already know that this one, no, na pastor. HR, all those things, they are just to enjoy myself. This one, na pastor. If you don't like being married to a pastor, please, there's no point continuing this discussion. Because a man is also married to his work. If I sell beans or yam, you like the money I normally send to you every week for a recharge card, but you don't like my job. Then two cannot work together, except be agreed. If we now marry and we have a child, we are now three. We are not even two again. We are now three. And if the child doesn't like the fact that I sell yam, it's also a bigger problem. Learn from the Chinese. Learn from Israelis. They run family businesses. So before you make a decision to go into a particular field. Is this something you will like one of your children to take up in the future? You may be, some of you heard some of the things that I said, you are just laughing, you are clapping. I expect that this should trigger some further conversations. Some of you are having jobs somewhere. You need to ask questions. So you want to run a business, how can I automate it? We can link you up with people here who know how to do it. What was given to you here is just a general presentation. But the breakdown of how to automate your business. Okay, let me just throw this in and no time. See, I've told myself, when I die, you will need more than 5 pages to write my biography. I've told myself. So I keep setting new targets. I still want to get a PhD. Why? I want to be the first PhD holder in my family. That's all. Break records. So that becomes the bar for my own children. They will stand on that one. The bar is not money. Influence is more powerful than money. And if you have influence, money will come. I don't believe in being broke. Let me show you. Some of you are Christians, you are struggling with prosperity. Sorry, my phone. I will read the scripture. Is it Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17? Please give me Zechariah 1 verse 17. Let's share the grace here. See, if prosperity is strong enough, if having money is strong enough to take you away from God, you have not learned the foundations of the faith. Because having money or resource is like stewardship. God blessing you is like God keeping his money with you. That the day he needs it, please give this woman 200,000. God wants you to be able to say, as the one who gave me the money, I will also be a blessing to this person. God never gives you money because he likes you. Give me that scripture. Look at this. He said, again proclaim saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities shall again spread out through what? Did he say through prayer? Did he say prayer? Listen, if your intention is to take cities and systems, you need to be prosperous in more than one way. Bishop Oyedepo's daughter was arrested some time ago by EFCC. Did you hear that story? They say because they saw 300 million in her account. Unusual inflow. That's what we call it in the bank. Excuse me, in this SAPA period, somebody transfers, even if it's a mistake, won't you enjoy the feeling of having three with 000? Just be seeing the zeros. Forget the first figure. 00000. EFCC came to arrest the lady. Come and explain to us. The father told her, go with them to the interrogation room. He didn't say a word. When he finished what he was doing, he now got up. Said, sorry, why is she even here? Say, there's an unusual inflow. Say, did you check the bank statement very well? They said, yes. It's an unusual inflow. That kind of amount. The opening balance was this. And this kind of big amount. We should put now a question. Did you check who gave her the money? They say yes. Who is the person? Say you are the one. Say, okay, a father gave his daughter 300 million. He said, whose net worth are you looking at? Is it the girl or the father? If it's the girl, yes. But the father, I'm the one. You are putting my net worth on trial. I'm worth more than 300 million. That's why I can give it. Yeah, we are sorry. So wait, get out of this place. May you be so blessed. Amen. That your children will want to continue your legacy. Amen. The reason why they want to leave home. I can't wait to get admission. It's because there's nothing in the house. My jump, Nasarawa State University. I want to go far. Everything, don't be monitoring you. If I will be a Christian, I will be a Christian. It's not by monitoring me. My sister, if your father was Elumelu or Tedola, you'll be taking pictures with him and putting it on Instagram. Even if people don't like you, they can't hate you. Not because of you. You are not. It's because of your father. Olore mi, eh, my defender. You people don't want to offend you. Now, if you are not privileged to have found yourself in such families, can I tell you that for your sake, Jesus became poor. For your sake, Jesus became poor. For your sake, Jesus became poor. Not just spiritual poverty, mental prosperity, physical capacity, financial prosperity. For your sake, he became poor that you may become rich, which means you have the advantage of the heavenlies. Wherever you are walking, whatever you are doing, you have the advantage of heaven behind you. There is only one thing I have seen in all my years of prophetic ministry that has held prophecy by the jugular. Poor decisions. Decision can strangulate prophecy. It can hold it like this. It can hold it like this. Your prophecy will be suffocating. Suffocating. For those of you who keep going into relationships with people who you are always the one as a lady giving them money, giving them money, giving them money. Have you ever asked yourself if there's a complex problem you are dealing with? Why are you always attracted to this or subconsciously attracted to this kind of people? There are people that don't have much but they are happy. Why are you always the one in a relationship where you are the one always giving that person money? The problem is not giving the guy money. The problem is that there's a pattern. All right? When I started working, my wife's first job in the bank, she was earning 60,000. But she was a banker, a proud one. Meanwhile, same period, she got an offer from Zenith Bank. They were going to pay 197 or something. So she asked me. And I prayed. I said, take the one for 60. See, this hearing God thing, eh? It's not trial and error. Eh? Since 93. So we've made our mistakes. Most likely, if I tell you God says, okay, let's put human error. Take 95%. Because the peak of prophecy is prophecy. The peak of prophecy is not prophesying. It is accurate judgment. The way what do you do when you have two good decisions that are approved? US, UK. Anyone approved? Will you pray that God, which one? They are already is here. Your mom is a citizen in the US. Your dad is a citizen in the UK. It's just for you to say, I love my daddy more than my mommy. That's all. That's all. You are not praying. It's not bring 25 million to pay for school fees. It's just for the man to say, my daughter is coming. That's all. So what do you do when you have two good decisions? Because some of you only hear God when there is one bad decision and one good decision. I say, when you have two good decisions, can you hear God? It takes time. To be a master at anything, you need time. To be a master, and the Bible says, he that seeks for mastery is what? Is temperate in all things. He that seeks for mastery in anything is disciplined in everything. If you want mastery, if you don't want people to look down on you and say you are who you are because you're a Christian, if you don't want people to look at you and put a dent in your confidence and say it's because she was going to church, that's why she didn't achieve anything. Listen, prioritize vision. Prioritize quality decision making. Prioritize the word of the Lord. And never slack. Never slack. That business that you want to close down. Some people have been in that business for 10 years. They are still doing it. Go and find out what they know. You lack mentors. You lack spiritual covering. You lack professional mentorship. How do you expect that someone is going to give you part with their hard-earned business money for a very weak idea? Listen, these last days, God is going to take the seven mountains. He's going to take the seven mountains. Technology and IT, the world of tech, is yet to see what God is about to do. God is going to put unusual wisdom on many of you here. I'm telling you, some of you, you are going to receive an unusual anointing to prosper in business. If you sell water, you will make money. Therefore, I say to you, do not look down on yourself. Don't look down yourself. If this is what God has committed to you, embrace it. Don't separate yourself from your business. Don't kill your business for another man's vision. Go and resurrect it. Go and get a business card. Get a website. And if you don't have money, negotiate. Let's know how much you want to pay. There are people here who can build websites for you. Negotiate and be respectful. Not that you go to person and say, Pastor said we should negotiate. Come on, I want you to declare, I can be better. And I have an excellent spirit. That was the trigger for Daniel. It was not just his prophecy. The attraction to Daniel was his excellent spirit. Please go back to your office tomorrow and make a decision to be proper. Tomorrow when you go to your office and you're having a meeting with your boss, go with your writing material. Don't say, I will remember. There's a sense of which somebody is talking to you, your superior is talking to you, and they can see that you are taking mental notes and you are taking, you are typing in your system and documenting what is being said. It gives your boss the impression you are a serious person. Not that you now come after me. Sorry, boss, that first point, what was it? Even if I was your boss, I'll fire you. That's how I always tell people, is this my pastoral version you like? You don't like my work version. Because I won't play with you. If you are my PA in this church, you cannot ask me for counseling. It's one of the conditions I will give you. You cannot have a bad dream and say, hey, Pastor, yesterday, hey, we are working. Go to Pastor David. This one is work. Don't. Sir, you're a pastor. If you call me pastor again, I'll fight with you. I say you came late. You say, Pastor, you can't be having bad dreams and we're at work. Eh? Pastor David is your pastor. You call Pastor Tokwe. Those ones are anointed to take care of. But once we enter this office on Monday morning, please, let's face our work. Eh? Biko, let's face our work. I can't be doing this work with counseling. More so, counseling my PA. So if you, it's better, just let me be your pastor. Don't let us work together. Because there are some things others will benefit, and you will not benefit. If you live in the same house with me, I will not cancel you. Usayo? Eh? Usayo has lived with me for years. Lilian has lived with me for, there are some of you that have lived in my house. And when you want to see me, Pastor David, you say, go and talk to Pastor Benga at home. They say, once I enter my house, if I'm not watching movie or sleeping or eating or watching Netflix, please, Tori Olorun, I just they come from church. In this house, there's no pastor, only husband. So, don't bring church matter to me at home. Biko, I take God beg you. The remaining part of my humanity, let me keep it. If I were with God, I told my wife, don't pray in this room. Sometimes I used to wonder, oh, but are you sure you are really born again? I told my wife, don't pray. This is called bedroom, not prayer room. Now, don't do that, too. It was overzealousness. But that's what I did. I told her, this is called bedroom. So there are just a few activities that should be happening here. So we are alone. The parlor is there. The other room is there. The other room is there. You can go and pray and shout there. But me, I didn't speak in tongues. I didn't see vision. But when you grow through marriage and life and challenges, you now expect that somewhere in the midst of the night, your wife can just jump up and say, Shaka tabaye kalabaya. Hey! Because they have come again. So you have to, those evil forces. So they are on the roof. That black evil owl, you know those owls, those birds that fly at night. There's one that used to cry, used to stay on one tree in the next compound. Around 2 a.m. How many of you know what I'm talking about? They will just begin to do, and you're the only one that will wake up. So I said those things out of ignorance. Don't go and say, Pastor Benga said, so this is what we'll be doing this house. I have told you it was in ignorance. When situation of life, or maybe all of a sudden your child begins to run extreme temperature in the middle of the night, and you just say, Kate Bayaka! And you just jump up and see your wife holding the baby and praying, because even the estate gate has been locked. Nobody will open the gate. I've seen my wife several times with mop. with towel and lukewarm water, mopping my children's body and speaking in tongues all through the night. So if your own wife is a club woman that managed to born again, and all I do is to pay for high-end enjoyment for you, Dubai today, this one tomorrow, and now we have a challenge. So what happens if I don't have money again? So please, I round up with this, the final round up. If you lack money, do not lack anointing. There are things anointing we do that money cannot do. See, if you are a brother here or you are a sister, and you have the grace to pray and the heavens answer you, you have something good. Value it. Value it. The ability to pray. Go around Lagos and ask, why is it that many of our churches today don't really have testimonies of answer prayer? Why is it that the testimonies we hear today, I thank God I slept, I woke up, glory be to God. Why are we not hearing testimonies of cancer? You heard the testimony of our sister here. And it's not the first. It's not the first. We have other people in this church whose parents were healed as a result of prayers here. HIV, blind. The person that was the willing instrument, the born servant, he was not a perfect person. He was just somebody that said yes to God. That's it. When you say yes to God, God will bypass your weakness. He will give you uncommon wisdom. People will look at you the way John was speaking in that interview. And they have to go and check. Okay, are you sure it's geology you read? Because now, he's not just telling us what he knows. He's breaking the process down. Everybody loves a thorough person. And it's not a skill. Being thorough is not a skill. You have to learn it. It's not an anointing. You have to learn it. You have to learn it. Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, a wise man will hear. And what? Increase in learning, in knowledge. I pray that will be our portion in Jesus' name. I want us to say a word of prayer this morning. Listen to me. The things you have heard may be the beginning of a new season in your life. Many times, new seasons are tied to new decisions. What are you going to do differently? What are you going to do? Some of you have clients that you lost because they were angry at you. Go live here. Go and call them. The customers that will give you your money are the difficult ones. The very difficult ones, they are the ones that will pay you. You see those nice ones, they will owe you. I want you to ask for wisdom on how to engage the marketplace. Ask for wisdom. Lord, is there something I need to be doing in my life now that I am not doing? Is there something that you told me to do and I've been lazy about it? I want you to receive the grace of God this morning to begin to engage at a super level. I want you to receive grace. Please rise on your feet. I want you to stretch your hands and begin to speak that the Lord will bless your hands. If you have anything that represents your business, I want you to bring it out now. If it's your hands, I want you to raise your hands. If you have your ID card, your employee ID card, anything that represents your business. And if you cannot get, bring out your handkerchief or like a pen or something. I'm going to say a word of prayer and you dedicate it to your business. Hallelujah. Sakabala boshanda. Hallelujah. Listen, if you don't have anything here, you are going to raise your hand. When you get back to your office on Monday, you put that hand on your table. There is an anointing that can turn a slave, a Joseph, into a prince. That power belongs only to God. And he gives it to whoever he wants. Listen, I have prophesied to people here and elsewhere where they said there was no vacancy. After the prayer, somebody left and they promoted that person. Who told you there's no room for promotion? Who told you? According to who? God or man? As I'm talking to you now, I want you to see the grace of God coming your way. I say, I see the grace of God coming your way.
Some of you have put in so much effort, but you have seen very little result. This is your moment now. As I'm talking, I want you to begin to thank God for the grace that is coming. I want you to begin to thank God for the grace that is coming. I want you to begin to thank God for the grace that is coming. Begin to thank God now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Likabahu rakasiya hatalia makuranda. I want you to thank Him now because the grace of God is about to be released. If your job involves you having to talk, I want you to place your hand over your mouth because the anointing of the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The anointing of the Holy Spirit, it will separate you. It will separate you from the multitude. This morning, God is bypassing your weakness. And He's locating you. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Barabashata katala baroka sanda la dabakasia. Ma lega baranga de lebo sotalian de kazia. La barreka taba shanda le dabo sota. Hale marabakasanda la barasede. Are you praying? One more minute. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want you to pray and say, Father, make my mind to become a well-watered garden. Pray for yourself right now. Pray. Receive a fruitful mind. Receive a fruitful mind. A mind that is creative by the Spirit of God. I want you to prophesy. I want you to prophesy. I want you to prophesy. Make my mind a fruitful field. Let it be like a garden that the Lord has blessed. Can you pray right now? Can you pray? This prayer is for you. Can you pray? Can you pray? Ala baraba kashanda la da basota la da. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now, this next prayer point is very significant. Unfortunately, these prayers are very important. Because you see, every time God says, I will open to you the windows of heaven, God is talking about people. God is talking about people. This next prayer point you will understand. I was speaking to a CEO of a company that, you know this company, they used to be very popular. Is it Car 45? The person who bought the company is my friend. So we are talking during the prophetic convocation. And he said to me, he said there's a brother in his office that has been very handy. He just comes around. And he took the guy under his wings. Then later he said to the guy, you've been with me. You should also make some progress. He said, I will send you to school. What? That? I think there was a text kid, the guy. He said, okay, you know what? You cannot be working for me and be going to school. It will be stressful. Go to school. We will continue paying you salary. And I will still pay for your school fees. Excuse me, is that not a door of favor? Somebody said, he didn't say we use your salary. He said, don't come to work again so you can focus. And he sent the boy away for over a year. The guy would be where he was learning his skill and would be getting monthly alert. They didn't reduce the salary. The guy graduated and he stopped coming to work. Started sitting at home, was still collecting salary. Then the MD said to him, based on what you studied in data analytics, help us run, you have the company details, do a few things, let's even see what you've done in the last 1 year. You know what the brother said? He said, I've already done those things that I worked with those data while I was learning. I used the company data to learn or develop the skill. So the MD was happy, like, okay, do a presentation on Tuesday next week. My brother did not show up. They saw him in another online community where he was chatting. The next thing they saw, he put on LinkedIn, open to work. That is available, it's ready to move, to resume now. Somebody called the MD and said, I thought you said this guy is back to the company. This guy is looking for work. The MD went to LinkedIn. He screamed. Look at the person I said, come and do presentation. He didn't come, but went on LinkedIn to adjust his profile. So they told HR to give him a query. The query was just to threaten him so that maybe he will come back to his senses. Say, you advise to resign. That was the query. He wanted to fire him on the spot. The HR said, no, it won't be good. You have been a father figure to him. Say, okay, give him query. Instead of the HR man too, he doesn't know how to type query. He gave the person advice to resign. By a brother in the Lord that has refused to submit a report for over 2 weeks. The MD told me, he said, ChatGPT could not have typed such a beautifully worded resignation letter. That he has never seen that kind of beautifully crafted letter before. The brother sat down. Only God knows how he conscripted that letter. In response to the query, some people don't. We need to teach people corporate culture. He said what he expected was for the guy to come back and say, ah, sir, I'm sorry, my head is not correct. But it's correct now. Please don't sack me. The brother resigned. No job. He just resigned. Went home. After all, you have trained me. It's your loss. You see, this is why I told you that story. In fact, this MD was telling that, Pastor, maybe we should do a Zoom session. Maybe, Bro Quincy, if you are interested, where we can intimate people about corporate culture. How to behave at the office. You would think that somebody, because he comes to church, he should know. This brother is a fervent brother, but he doesn't know how to behave in the palace. So what really happened to that brother? Now, I use my money to train you. It seemed as if I have lost. But who really lost? Because that behavior, you will repeat it elsewhere. And because you are a Robin Hood, you always escape. A day will come, you will meet the Batman that is more than your Robin Hood. So you are going to pray. Lord, I receive grace not to destroy covenant relationships. The people you are bringing into my life, whether at the office, spiritually, people that you have put in my journey, Lord, may I not be foolish to destroy that relationship. I want you to pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Ligade baraka zonta hikabalia. Lord, we receive grace this morning to be mindful of our covenant relationships. We receive grace today to be mindful of our covenant relationships. We receive grace to know what we need to do and with whom we need to do. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Final prayer. A man was on the ICs and he was trying to fish all night, Peter, and he could not get anything. And when Jesus came, he said, cast your net to the right side. You have been on the wrong side. It's time to get on the right side. What you are doing is scientifically what you should be doing, but the heavens have ordained something else. Say, cast the same water, the same environment, the same time, but different result. Lord, may my head not lack instruction. What I need to do per time that will make me remain a champion. Lord, let my eyes, let my head, Let my eyes be open. Let my ears hear your voice. Let my heart not reject knowledge. Let my heart be open to the voice of God. At every time and at every season, may my head not lack oil. May it not lack the voice of God. Can you pray for yourself? Now listen to me. You need to advance by the word of God. Say, cast your net to the right side. Cast your head to the right, your net to the right side. You need to scale. As we behold him, we are being changed from glory to glory. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. I prophesy this morning, the Lord will lift your head like the horn of the unicorn. I said the Lord will lift your head like the horn of the unicorn. You are still not there. I said the Lord will lift your head like the horn of the unicorn. From today, you will not only have a job, you will have authority. I said you will have authority. I said you will have authority. I said you will have authority. Like Joseph, you will have authority. Like Daniel, you will have authority. Whether you understand their language or not, you will have authority. The Lord will find you worthy to be another Daniel, another Joseph. You will become a man and a woman of influence. You will become heaven's bank on the earth. I say you will become heaven's bank on the earth. You'll be filled with wisdom. You'll be filled with knowledge. You'll be filled with every precious thing. In the name of Jesus. There is such a thing that is called the right answer. Your lips will not lack the right answer. I say your lips will not lack the right answer. When the enemy is trying to shame you, the Lord will raise the standard of wisdom. The day they ask you a question in a Monday meeting to shame you, the Lord will give you wisdom for them. Joseph said, he said, you sent me to Egypt. You sold me so that I could be destroyed. He said, but the Lord sent me for your preservation. Listen to me, nations will be tied to you. Destinies will be tied to you. I speak restoration into your life. 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 The joy of the Lord is released in the name of Jesus. For we have received a name that is above every other name. That at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Therefore, in this regard, I command every strength power that has followed you and has warred against your foundation to be wasted. Every power that has contended with your destiny, let them be wasted. Today you march out of here a brand new person. You march out of this place a brand new person. You march out of here a glorious person. You will not be ordinary. You will not be ordinary. You will not have the faith of ordinary men. I say you will not share in the faith of ordinary men. You may not have anyone, but because you said the Lord is your portion, therefore the Lord will defend you. I want you to thank the Lord. There is somebody here, you cried out to the Lord this morning and you said, Lord, I want the anointing that can do different things. You are asking for an anointing that is not restricted. You want to be able to do 2-3 different things. Listen, that unction is coming upon you this morning. Listen, there's going to be a partitioning in your brain. Look, let me tell you, I didn't study anything in science. There is no field that I've decided to go into, and people ask me, oh, but you didn't study. The moment the Lord put the desire, it happened. Ask my wife. I spent nights and nights in front of tutorials. Sometimes I ask myself, well, should be pastor, yeah? What are you doing with all these IT things, tech things, reading medical journals? What are you doing with all these things? But you see, the voice of a wise man is the voice of 10 men talking at the same time. He has fed from here. He has fed from here. People have poured into him. When he opens his mouth, you are hearing, you'll be hearing Sam Adeyemi, you'll be hearing Victor Adeyemi, you'll be hearing Pastor Adeboye, you'll be hearing Bishop Adeboye, you'll be hearing. May the Lord give you the voice of 10 great men. Don't victimize those you can learn from. He may be a smoker. We don't need the cigarette, but we need the wisdom inside his head. Some of you will just be biased and lose out on what the Lord has prepared for you. Just try not to inhale the smoke. You understand? Try. But that knowledge, you need it. That knowledge doesn't smoke. It's the person that smokes. So get the knowledge, leave the cigarette. Listen, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, nobody will mention Dangote's name again. 10 years from now, most of us here will either be 40s or will be 50s. Listen to me. You will not have any excuse. Stop watching people on TV. Stop doing things that will make people watch you. Don't be lazy. Don't glorify laziness. Don't be a jack of all trades. You have 10 years. Start working. Once you are 55, there are some things you can't do again. The body will not allow you. Listen, some of the generation, this is a golden generation. Some of you will buy your own houses in your 30s. You understand? It's not a prayer point. It's happening already. So whatever you do now, you've heard the presentation from Brother James. Don't wait till you are in the, your child in university before you think of buying a house or buying a land. Go and start now. Wisdom is profitable to direct. If it's just 2 rooms you can complete, complete it and move. Nobody will come and collect rent on your head. Wisdom is profitable to direct. And that will be our portion in Jesus' name. This morning we pray for every of our facilitators and those who have contributed. We speak the blessing of the Lord over them. Your wisdom will not run dry. Your wisdom will not run dry. Those of you that are not saying it, I don't know if you are jealous or you are angry. I said your wisdom will not run dry. The Lord will continue to elevate you and bless you and expand your sphere of influence in the name of Jesus. You will never go down in the name of Jesus. For those of you that have listened to them as they spoke, today marks the beginning of your rising. You will never have a better yesterday. I said you will never have a better yesterday. Nobody can hide the glory of the sun. Your glory will not be covered. Some people are still not getting it. I said nobody can cover the glory of the sun. Nobody will cover your glory. Imagine that we have 20 of Ibuku Awoshikas in different industries in this country, all attributing their current situation to Jesus. Imagine. Just imagine. 50 of those kind of people. Just imagine. Just imagine. Do you think God cannot do it again? Don't you think God can do it with you? Where they will beg you to come and take an executive role. Don't you think God, do you think you have to be 50? Say, if you can see as many of those stars that you can count, that's what I will give to you. Engage your mind. Let your mind begin to see the future now. The reason God gave us an Awoshika is to let you know it is possible. You don't have to be an unbeliever to be prosperous. Listen, she has done her time. We need people to come up again. And you are next. I, ask the Lord to fast track your journey. Let it happen speedily. Let it happen quickly. Recover all that you have lost. Recover all that you have lost. The day Pharaoh saw Joseph, he recovered. Today, recover your destiny. Today, recover yourself. Today, recover yourself. Today, recover yourself. Your blessing from today will be generational. Your children will be proud to bear your name. You will become the reference point for your family. And every mistake you have made, let mercy be provided. Let every previous mistake receive mercy. Because today is the day the Lord has made. And we rejoice. And we are glad in it. Put your hands together and bless the Lord. Put your hands together and bless the Lord. Hallelujah.